With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From the economy and inflation to illegal immigration and border security to surging crime and anti-Semitism, there's plenty of ground that could be covered in tonight's presidential debate. President Biden and former President Trump to face off in that debate hosted by CNN. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the debate city of Atlanta.
The two candidates will face off here in Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly won 4 years ago by fewer than 12,000 votes. It was the first presidential victory by a Democrat in this state in nearly three decades. And it's expected to be another hard-fought battleground this November. Ahead of the debate, Trump holds a five-point lead over the president in a poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
The House Republican leadership is fixing to sue the Justice Department for the audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying there's no justification for the administration's cover-up.
And we have the responsibility of oversight in investigating the matter and investigating how the special counsel handled that and why he made the ultimate decision that he did not to bring charges. So this is a really important and appropriate thing. They turned over the transcript. They have no colorful argument whatsoever on why the audio should not be accessible.
Also at SRNnews.com, nearly 80 criminal trespass charges stemming from an anti-Israel protest at the University of Texas, Austin, have been dismissed. A prosecutor says her office couldn't prove the cases beyond a reasonable doubt, but some other charges are still pending. A 12-year-old Houston girl tortured and murdered earlier this month, allegedly by a couple of illegal aliens from Venezuela, will be remembered later today at a funeral service and a celebration of her life. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 76 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 41 points. This is SRN News. One New York county taking a stand against transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Nassau have approved a ban of males competing against females in sports at all facilities in the county. The locality is one of the richest in the nation and voted for President Biden in 2020, but concern over injuries to girls forced to play sports against boys has been growing there. One Democratic lawmaker compared the Nassau County ban on males and female sports to what the Nazis did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers in Delaware have given final approval to a bill requiring most private health insurance plans and the state's Medicaid program to cover abortions. In addition to mandating coverage for abortions, that legislation prohibits most insurance plans, including the one covering state government employees, from charging copays, applying deductibles, or imposing any other cost-sharing requirements for abortions. This is SRN News. IRS customer service under the microscope.
The Taxpayer Advocate report to Congress shows overall the 2024 tax filing season went smoothly. Services have vastly improved, but it says delays in handling identity theft cases are unconscionable. The time it takes to resolve self-reported identity theft cases has worsened since the previous report. Then it was nearly 19 months. As of April, the report says the IRS delay was 22 months. The IRS said in an emailed statement it recognizes the backlog of identity theft cases remains one of the most significant ongoing service gaps. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb says the state plans to resume executions for the first time in more than a decade after acquiring a drug that's used in lethal injections. Indiana's last execution was in 2009. More details, SRNnews.com.